Welcome back to the show for caregivers, about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger, bringing you more than three decades of experience to help you stay strong and healthy as you take care of someone who is not. And we're so glad that you're with us. It's a treat to have you. Hey, John, you know, we like to do our senior moment of the day. And for those of you new to the show, particularly those of you on Christian Talk 660 and 92.9 in Greenville, South Carolina, welcome to the network. That's our brand new affiliate. We do a segment every week called Today's Senior Moment. I came up with the title myself.
You're so proud. Yes.
Well, I have so.
It is a good one. You know,
I mean. I have so little. Give me this. Okay. Today's Senior Moment. And this is brought to you by our friends at Morning Point Senior Living Center and Memory Care, morningpoint.com. And that's POINTE. There's an E at the end of that. And, you know, there are unique issues that go on with the senior community. And we have this aging baby boomer population.
Mm-hmm.
They call it the silver tsunami.
Ooh.
Have you not heard that?
I don't. You know what? I may have heard that on the show, but it didn't register until just then.
Well, and that's because you're looking at my silver hair.
Yeah. Well, this is whatever marketing genius came up with that.
The silver tsunami. And it is coming. They're estimating that more than $1 trillion in wealth will be transferred in taking care of the aging baby boomer population alone.
Yeah.
Just that group. Wow. And they have unique issues, and we try to talk about those. Now, some of these issues will bleed over into other disability-related issues, and this is one of those today. But primarily, we're going to talk about it in the aging community, and that is wandering.
Oh, okay.
Not wandering.
This is like I go walking after midnight.
I wander as I wander.
There you go.
I wander as I wander. You remember that song?
No.
There was an old song. I think it's a Christmas carol. I wander as I wander.
Hmm. Okay.
Anyway, this is wandering, and it's one of the most common symptoms of Alzheimer's and other types of dementia. And now this can become a life or death situation. And you've seen, well, we see this on the news, that so-and-so has wandered off from a place or a family member. And it's a very distressing thing for the family. And I also see this with children with autism.
Tends to happen, yeah.
And we talked about this on the show one time, and elopement, they call it elopement.
Yes.
Where the child with autism will just leave.
Yeah, well, and they do this with seniors as well. They call it that. I saw, this was interesting. I saw what was called an anti-elopement door at the at some senior care facility, and it was disguised to look like a bookcase.
That is really cool.
That's really cool.
That is very cool, John. Yeah. That is so cool. I like that, John.
Yeah.
It's a secret panel.
Yeah, there you go. But, well,
well, this issue is affecting a lot of folks. And here's some tips. Now, this is what the folks at Morning Point say that really work. Okay? So we're going to just they call this, by the way, they're just wondering, it's disorientation, or they're trying to reach a place from the past.
Ooh.
Sundowner syndrome, and we've talked about sundowning here. Going home syndrome, and this is different names they call it. So here's a couple of tips. Brief the local police and your neighbor and all your neighbors in your neighborhood watch area or whatever, and just let them know of your situation just as an added safety precaution.
Yeah.
You know, go talk to your neighbor and say, hey, look, I just want to let you know.
Yeah, because it can be difficult if we see somebody who otherwise is behaving normally but just walking down the side of the road. If they're a stranger to us, we're not going to do anything about it, maybe. But if we know that person's not supposed to be out, that's Ed from up the road. We really need to figure out what's going on
here. They're an at-risk member of society.
Yes.
Let's treat them as such. You know, there's a neighborhood thing in where I live, and I don't know how many people are on the email list, and if somebody's dog gets out, there's one lady who sends out an email to everybody on the list. And that's her kind of her assigned thing, is she's kind of a community watch person. And
okay.
You call her and say, hey, my dog is missing. She'll send out an alert and we'll find the dog. Ask me how I know this.
You have a border collie, don't
well,
you?
Well, he's an Australian shepherd.
Oh,
he's,
okay.
He's a fine dog, Mac. Now, he doesn't wander as much as he used to.
Okay.
Because he's old. And he would get out all the time.
Well, he's a working dog.
Well, he is, and he was working it. But that's, you know, we do that over our pets. What about over our family members? and aging parents and so forth. I think there's an opportunity that we can do this and be able to care for our loved ones in that manner and let people just let people know, okay? Provide the local police, your neighbors and so forth. And then also provide a safe, uncluttered environment.
Okay.
That's one of the things that the tips they offer. And if they're restless, check for physical triggers, like they're too hungry or they're hot, they're too hot, they're too cold, or they got to go to the bathroom or something. There may be a physical trigger that sends them wandering.
Gotcha.
And so just check in with them. Give them something repetitive to do, like folding clothes.
Ooh.
You know.
Bonus, get your clothes folded.
Bonus. And here's another stack of laundry that just keeps coming out of nowhere. And then also increase the daily physical activity to prevent boredom. And that's what we had to do, by the way, with Mac, our Aussie, because he's
bored. A working dog.
He gets bored easily, and you got to keep him busy. Otherwise, he's going to find something to do. Well, children are the same way.
Oh, yeah. Believe me. I got two of them. They're young, and so I know exactly how to distract them.
We're
that.
All the same way, actually. But those are some specific tips brought to you by the folks at Morning Point, morningpoint.com, and that's point with an E. Go check them out and see what they're doing to help seniors and people living with memory issues and so forth. Hey, listen, this is the nation's number one show for the family caregiver. We're glad you're with us. It's called Hope for the Caregiver. And we appreciate you being with us. We're coming right back here. We got an interview with Paul Young, the author of The Shack. You're not going to want to miss it. And we'll be right back.